Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing us into this wonderful new covenant. And we appreciate it. Hallelujah. Bless this word and bless us this day. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 140 from verse 1 to 3 from the NCV translation. Lord, rescue me from evil people. Protect me from cruel people who make evil plans, who always start fights. They make their tongues sharp as a snake's, and their words are like snake poison. Selah.
Hallelujah. You know, here we could just see, you know, it's not just about us coming away from evil people. It is, but it's not just, you know. Lord, what fellowship is light with darkness come out from among them? And then, or just trying to, you know, have the right words and the right attitudes and actions. I mean, he says to the scribes and the Pharisees and that there, you say nice things, but you inside you a bunch of dead bones. So more than just realizing you are not in the right fellowship, and your attitudes and your actions are not pleasing to the Lord, we've got to surrender to the Lord. That's what it's all about. We've got to come through the gate that God has made available for all people, Jew and Gentile, to come through so that they can be born again, enter into the kingdom, and receive a new spirit and a new heart so they can worship in spirit and truth. So that's our calling. I mean, what did the Lord say to the ones that were there,
the scribes and the
Jewish people that were supposed to bear fruit? He says in that day, your house will be desolate because I've gone to gather you, but you don't want to, until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So it's about surrender to Jesus and then live your life in submission as co-heirs together with Jesus of God, and wake up to your inheritance. Inheritance is this family, the godly family. Be obedient to them, and then find yourself, because Jesus is the name above all names. And why is he the name above all names? Because every name, every person was predestined in him to be holy and blameless. So he holds the secrets, the key to and in your inheritance, your a name, your destiny. And this is for each and every person. And once we do that, we come out of the darkness and we come into the kingdom. We come home to our heavenly family. And then it says so beautifully, we are a peculiar people, a nation, a new nation. Amen. Born from above, raised and seated in heavenly places. And we are now there to proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed in this new and this better covenant. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.